Bhagavad is our prayer. Gimel Mishnah Dalet. Saw Proclus Ben Philosophus Es Rabbi Gamliel Ba'ako Shahar Yoreset Ba'Merchad Sha'afrditi. This guy called Proclus Ben Philosophus asked Rabbi Gamliel this question when Rabbi Gamliel was in Akko and was bathing in the bathhouse of Aphrodite. Aphrodite is an Avodah Zarah, which is formed like the star called Noga. And this Merchad has the design of this Avodah Zarah. Amar Lo, the guy asked Rabbi Gamliel, Kasu b'tarachem v'lo yidbach b'yidbachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachach It says in your Torah that you should not have any anah at all from an Avodah Zarah. Why are you washing in a bathhouse which has the design of the Avodah Zarah Aphrodite? Amar lo, Rabbi Gamliel responded, Ein meshivin b'merchat. I cannot respond to you, Dibrei Torah, in a bathhouse. Ukeshe yasa, Amar lo. When Rabbi Gamliel left the bathhouse, he said to the guy, Ani lo basi v'gvula. He bas v'gvuli. I did not come within the confines of the Avodah Zarah. The Avodah Zarah came into my confines. Meaning to say, the bathhouse was there before the Avodah Zarah. Only afterwards did they put up the design of this Avodah Zarah. Ein omrim nasa merchat la Aphrodite noi, ela omrim nasa Aphrodite noi la merchat. Another reason why it's mutter to bathe in this bathhouse is that we do not say, let's go make a bathhouse as a decoration for the Avodah Zarah. Instead, we would say, let's make this Avodah Zarah as a decoration for the bathhouse. So therefore, the bathhouse is the ikar, and the Avodah Zarah is the top of the Avodah Zarah, is only secondary to the bathhouse. Dover acher, another reason. In Nosen and Lechamam on Harbi, even if they would give you a lot of money, Iatam Nichnas LaAvodah Zarah Shalcha Arom Ubal Keri Umashtim Bifanel. You would not enter by your Avodah Zarah without clothes and as a Bal Keri and to urinate in front of it. Vizu Omedes Al Pi Habib. This Avodah Zarah is standing right by the drainage. Vechala Amashtin and Lefanel. All the people in the bathhouse are urinating in front of it. Lo nemar ele Elohehem eshe noi fo mishum Eloha aser the eshe eno noi fo mishum Eloha mutter. The Torah only says that Elohehem are aser, which means an Avodah Zarah that they are treating as an Eloha would be aser, but an Avodah Zarah that they are not treating as an Eloha would be mutter. So therefore, this Avodah Zarah they are obviously not treating as an Eloha since they are urinating in front of it, so therefore it's not considered an Eloha, which would be aser. The guys that worship within Avodah Zarah are mountains or hills. The mountain or hills themselves are mutter. And something that is mechubar, part of the ground or attached to the ground, would not become usher as an Avodah Zarah. But what's on top of them would become usher as an Avodah Zarah. If the guys cover the mountains or hills with silver or gold, the silver or gold would become an Avodah Zarah, as even though the mountain or hill did not become Asar Ba'anah, they are considered an Avodah Zarah, and that what's on top of them would become Asar Ba'anah. Shenemar, the Pasuk says, Lo tachmo keta bizav aleihem b'lakafti. You should not covet the silver or gold that is on the Avodah Zarah in order to take it for themselves, and the silver or gold that is on the Avodah Zarah is Asar Ba'anah, even if the Avodah Zarah itself, the mountain, or the hills themselves in this case, is mutter b'anah, since it's mechubar. Rabbi Yosef Aglili Yomer Eloheim al Aharim, v'lo Aharim Eloheim. Eloheim al Agvoz, v'lo Agvoz Eloheim. Rabbi Yosef Darshan, the Pasuk that says, al Aharim al Agvoz, v'tachat ko'eitz ranan, that the Pasuk is telling us that the Avodah Zarah is on the mountains, but the mountains themselves do not become an Avodah Zarah. The Avodah Zarah is on the hills, but the hills themselves do not become an Avodah Zarah. Rabbi Yosef Aglili argues with the Tanakhama. He holds that the mountains or hills do not become an Avodah Zarah at all, so therefore even what's on top of them does not become Asar Ba'anah. The Torah says that only what's on top of the Harb or the Gvoz could become an Avodah Zarah, but the Harb or Gvoz themselves cannot become an Avodah Zarah at all, even if they are worshipped as an Avodah Zarah. So even if they are covered with silver or gold, the silver or gold did not become Asar Ba'anah. Umipnei ma'a shera asura mipnei sheyesh ba'tfisa fidei arav. So if something that's attached to the ground cannot become an Avodah Zarah, why is an Asherah Asur? As an Asherah is a tree that is worshipped as an Avodah Zarah, and the Torah explicitly says that an Asherah is Asur Bahanah. And he answers, because it has Tfizas Yideyara, meaning to say that a person was involved in planting this tree. So therefore, even though at the time it was planted, it was not an Avodah Zarah, since later on it was worshipped as an abodazar, becomes asavana, even though it's attached to the ground, since it did not get there by itself, a person had planted it. Now the Tanakhama would argue with Rabbi Yosef Luli. The Tanakhama holds that Nasher only becomes an abodazar if at the time it was planted, it was intended that it would become an abodazar. But if it was only worshipped as an abodazar after it was planted, it would not be considered an abodazar since it's something that's attached to the ground. Amar Rabbi Akiva, ani oven v'adon l'panech. Rabbi Akiva said, I will explain and debate in front of you. And Rabbi Akiva is bothered by the words of Rabbi Yosef Luli. As Rabbi Yosef Luli darshan the pasuk about laharim v'alavos, the tachas ko eitz ranan, to learn that harim uvos do not become an abodazar. But yet, the pasuk also says, tachas ko eitz ranan, and an asherah does become an abodazar, even though it's an eitz ranan, according to Rabbi Yosef Luli. As Rabbi Yosef Luli learned, that an asherah could become an abodazar, even if they only worshipped it after it was planted. Why don't we darshan tachas ko eitz ranan to learn that an eitz ranan cannot be avodazara unless at the time it was planted the intention was to make it into an avodazara like the Tanakhama holds. Kol makom shata mosei har gaboa v'giva nisa v'eitz ranan da sheyesham avodazara. Rabbi Akiva explained, we darshan this pasuk to learn that any time you find a high mountain or a high hill or an eitz ranan, you should know that there might possibly be an avodazara nearby. The pasuk is not telling us necessarily that an eitz ranan can't become an avodazara. The pasuk is just telling us that you should know if you see an eitz ranan, there might be an avodazara nearby, as the derech of the Goyim was to put their avodazara by the mountains and hills and the eitz ranan. Now, even though we darshan har the giba to learn that mountains and hills do not become an avodazara, but we cannot darshan eitz ranan in the same way, as we see that the Torah does answer our sherah as an avodazara. So therefore, we must darshan that the pasuk is telling us where to find the avodazara. So therefore, according to Rabbi Akiva, an eitz ranan and asherah would be an avodazara, even though at the time it was planted, the intention was not to make it into an avodazara, since it was worshipped as an avodazara later on.